I'd like to speak on a subject today that we hear a lot. People say, well, put your life in a priority. Prioritize your life. So my subject will be, what really matter in your life? What really matter in your life? My dearly beloved, today mark a new station in our spiritual walk in life. A physical and spiritual life. For tomorrow, we shall travel for some 45 days. Tomorrow is known pure Monday. Bukra Nahar Siyam. Fasting, prayer, doing charity, forgiving and loving. Tomorrow is known as a pure Monday. What does pure Monday mean? Well, after we stepped into the virtues of humility the last few weeks, repentance, generosity, we are qualified to enter into a period of fasting. Fasting is not all about food. Fasting is not all about food. It's about change. Change of heart. Change of mind. Change of soul. Fasting can change us because we do not obsess on ourselves and what we need, what we become focusing on, what needs to be changed. All of us knows what's wrong with us. I know what's wrong with me. And you know what's wrong with you. Somehow, we got comfortable living in the wrong. It become familiar. It become familiar. But we need to change. Lent is a period of putting back your heart and with your mind. You connect your heart with your mind. We need to setting our position to live up with our condition. What's our position? God made you so good, pure, blameless. He made you in His image and likeness. But sometimes our condition change. We become sinful. We become angry and hateful, grudges. And we become a grown-up. And grown-up does everything wrong. Grown-up forget their innocence of childhood and do everything wrong. This morning, you heard the gospel message of our Lord, of Savior Jesus Christ, instructing us and reminding us with His calling to you. Where are you called for? You are called when He said, حَيْثُ تَكُونُ كُنُوزُكُمْ فَهُنَاكَ تَكُونُ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Wherever your treasure is, you will find your heart. That means, what matter in your life? This means what matter in your life to you and me. You can find, if you aim at everything in life, you're bound to find it. If you aim to enter into sin, you'll find it. All obsession, all addiction, All trouble in the world is lined up with this. Because that become your daily work. Many of us has misunderstood this commandment. What matter to your life and mine? Education is good. Working hard. Getting a good job. Investing. Career. And all of them are good. Relationship. To your wife, to your husband, to your boyfriend, to your girlfriend, to your neighbor. It's all good. All good. All of these virtues can only blossom if you live a life of loving and forgiving. Life needs forgiving because it's a mess. It's a mess. We work hard. We get tired. We become angry and hateful. And then we lose sight. Why will we live at home? Why we live at home? Children should forgive their parents for their shortcoming. Parents must forgive their children for being ignorant sometimes. Because children need time to grow. Family need to forgive one another. Yes, my dearly beloved. To forgive is not a suggestion. It's not a recommendation. It's a commandment. Yahon, yahon. As they say, you can't be half pregnant. Either pregnant or not pregnant. Jesus gave us this commandment when he said, if you forgive other their sin, your heavenly Father is here to forgive your sin. But if you don't blame God. It is your own misery. My dearly beloved, who forgive? Only the strong person can forgive. A weak person can always make excuse. A weak person. And we have the best psychiatrist sitting among us here. You can go and ask him. Only a self-assured, confident person who believes in this commandment have the power to forgive. If you forgive other their sin, your heavenly Father will also forgive your sin. So forgiveness is not for the sake of those who hurt you, who disappointed you, who let you down. Forgiveness is for your sake. For your sake. Jesus said, forgive one another as I have forgiven you. Forgive one another as I have forgiven you. Yes. It frees us. It makes us focus on what matters in our life. It takes away from us invisible and visible grudges and hatred. You are baptized. St. Paul said in this morning gospel, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Ilbisul Masih Yesua. Christianity cannot teach us to hate. Other can, but we can't. We can't. Yes, my dearly beloved. Hate and grudges are poison. It poison our souls. It even make us physically sick. And poison often overspill to other members of the family who have nothing to do with our problem. We have nothing to do with our problem. Poison, hatred and grudges, it poisons us. Now when someone hurt you and betrayed you and abandoned you, you can be angry, because anger wants to change things. St. Paul said, you get angry, but don't dwell on it forever. Hate and grudges wishes not to change anything. They want to remain, keep things as they are. They're like cancer. Like cancer. Cancer may kill us physically, but hate and grudges can kill us mentally and spiritually. It denies our prayer. Yes, my dearly beloved. Anger, for a while, you can change things for the best. What is the greatest definition of love? Last Wednesday, it was Valentine in America. And I'm sure you received nice dinner, a card, chocolate, a card. The best things I received, it was a little card with messy writing from my grandchildren. It says, I love you, Judo. I love you, Sito. They're innocent. The greatest definition of love is recorded in this famous letter to the Corinthians. As St. Paul defined love without patience, love without kindness, forgiveness, self-control will never bear fruit. Will never bear fruit. So what are we to do today? What are we to do today? We are to forgive one another. Even if those who are not here, forgive them and get them out of your life. Don't obsess with them. The gospel teaches if someone is hurting you, you just avoid them. Avoid them. Today we all need to be angry. We all need to be angry about the debate of guns and constant war in Syria and in Palestine, in the Middle East. It seems this debate no one is addressing. Why should we have a mass killing in our backyard and there's no war? And why would the world wait 70 years not to give us peace? Why should we living in this condition? So we need to speak out. We need to speak out. I am so saddened and angry about the shooting on Thursday for the high school student whom their parents kissed them goodbye but will never have a chance to say, welcome home. Welcome home. Our society must find a solution. You have the gun lobby on one side. You have the ultra-liberal on the other side. And we dying in between. We should be angry over that. My dearly beloved, Great Lent, tomorrow morning, bring us closer to God. So we are to ask Him to forgive us. And we should ask one another to forgive one another. The Lord is ready to forgive us. This is our position bestowed on us from our Lord to start Pure Monday. Pure Monday can only begin not by giving up food only, by cleansing our heart. Yes, that is our position bestowed on us from our Maker. We still have time to change our condition. We are to place our treasure in line with the treasure of Christ to be restored this week. And every week till Easter, we have a time to change our attitude by attending Monday, Wednesday, and Friday special service. So today, I want to reach out to all of you to forgive me, for I am an imperfect man. I am an imperfect dad. I am an imperfect husband. But I don't stop from trying. So as you look at each other, reach toward each other and do what still practiced in the Catholic Church. Give peace to one another. So forgive me if I forget to greet you, if I ignored you, if I have done anything wrong. I want you to go to all the pews, line up, and tell people and ask them to forgive you. You go on this side, and you go on this side with them. You go on this side, you go on this side with them. Please stand and exchange with each other the love of Christ and to forgive one another.